KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, it was no contest in Des Moines as Creighton got off to a fast start and defeated the Iowa Hawkeyes 82-59 in men's college basketball on Sunday. The Hawkeyes couldn't overcome a slow start in which they made only 9 of 24 shots in the opening half, and they trailed by 16 points at the break.
You know, if I had to do it over again, I'd probably do some things differently, like I said, on ball screen action. But, you know, this team is going to, they're going to tax your defense in a lot of ways with a lot of weapons. And that's why they're, you know, going to be a team that's ultimately an NCAA tournament.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says the Hawkeyes just didn't respond well to the slow start.
You know, we just got a little anxious there when they made the run, and when we panicked a little bit and they got to 18 or 19. And then we got it back to 16. We made a little run there, and I thought, okay, here we come. But then we couldn't buy one. And so we started scrambling a little bit defensively to try to get back in that way. And that gives, you know, very talented offensive team a little bit too much space.
The game was played before 12,700 fans at Wells Fargo Arena. Freshman Josh Oglesby led the Hawks with 14 points. He had 13 of those in the second half. Doug McDermott led Creighton with 25 points and 9 rebounds. He had 17 of those in the opening half as the Blue Jays got off to a very hot shooting start to grab the lead. Iowa's now 3-1 on the season. The Iowa State Cyclones connected on 20 of 26 shots in the second half to pull away for a 92-60 win over Western Carolina on Sunday. The Cyclones were up just 38-34 at the break.
I think that we came out timid. You know, I'm not sure we were believing. I think that we lost some confidence after that Drake game, and we just didn't have that spark that we needed coming out, you know, to get the crowd behind us like we needed it. And then second half, we went in there. And I told him, I said, guys, if we get stops, if we don't take the ball out of the net every time down the floor, we're going to flow, and we're going to get into our offense sooner, and we're going to get things rolling. And we did. That's exactly what happened.
That's Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg, who says defense helped the Cyclones take control.
And the bottom line is they shoot 48% in the first half, 38 in the second. In essence, we're at our best. Okay, we got the rebounds, beat them 34-16. And you look at that, 25 assists on 32 field goals. We shoot 77% in the second half, and that's the team that we can be. And that's what our guys have to start believing.
Chris Babb had 18 points to lead the Cyclones as they improved to 2-1 on the season. Johnny Moran shot 6-for-6 from the free throw line, and they finished with 17 points to lead Northern Iowa past Northern Colorado 78-69 on Sunday. The Panthers went ahead for good midway through the second half when Jake Cook hit a three-pointer, breaking a 54-all tie. They went on to lead by as many as 10 points in the final minute. Cook finished with 15 points. Deion Mitchell and Mark Sonnen each added a dozen, and Anthony James scored 10 for the Panthers, who are now 2-1 on the season. In top 25 men's college hoops yesterday, North Carolina, the number one ranked team, beat MVSU by a final of 101-75. Number two, Kentucky over Old Dominion, 62-52. Fourth-rated UConn beat Coppin State, 87-70. Number 16, Alabama, topping Purdue, 65-56. 21st-ranked Marquette over Mississippi, 96-66. And number 25, Florida State, beat South Alabama, 80-39. Iowa State's Chelsea Poppins and Hallie Christofferson posted strong performances to lead the Cyclones past Northern Arizona 65-41 Sunday night at Hilton Coliseum in women's college hoops. It was an all-around strong performance by the Cyclone post players as Poppins finished the game with 18 points and 11 rebounds for her ninth career double-double. Christofferson posted 16 points, 9 rebounds, and 2 block shots as Iowa State improves to 3-0 now on the season. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, Jay Cutler led the Bears to their fifth straight victory Sunday. It could be his last game with Chicago for a while, though, as multiple reports say that Cutler broke his right thumb during a 31-20 victory over the San Diego Chargers and was expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. The Bears wouldn't confirm that report. Cutler threw for 286 yards and two touchdowns, and the Chicago Bears won their fifth straight with a 31-20 victory. The Bears are 7-3 and in the thick of the wild card hunt in the NFC race, while San Diego drops into the basement in the AFC West. Elsewhere around the NFL, Alex Smith threw for 267 yards and two TDs at the San Francisco 49ers, forced five turnovers to blow past the Arizona Cardinals 23-7 at soggy Candlestick Park. Continuing to be the surprise story in the NFL as the Niners are now 9-1 after their eighth straight victory. In his first start of the season, backup Philadelphia QB Vince Young hits Riley Cooper with an 8-yard TD pass for the go-ahead score in the Eagles' 17-10 win over the New York Giants. Despite some late-game drama, the Packers ran their record to 10-0 with a 35-26 win over Tampa Bay. That leaves Green Bay as the only undefeated team heading into a Thanksgiving Day matchup with the Lions in Detroit. Matthew Stafford overcame two early interceptions to throw five touchdown passes and rallied Detroit past Carolina 49-35. Baltimore moves into a first-place tie with idle Pittsburgh in the AFC North, courtesy of a 31-24 win over Cincinnati, getting the Ravens to 7-3 and dropping the Bengals to 6-4. Oakland improves to 6-4 and atop the AFC West with a 27-21 win at Minnesota. The Cowboys are keeping the pressure on the NFC East-leading Giants, beating Washington 27-24 in overtime. That's their third straight win. The Dolphins beat battered Buffalo 35-8 for their third win following an 0-7 start. Jacksonville rookie quarterback Blaine Gabbert's pass into the end zone on the last play was incomplete, allowing the Browns to escape with a 14-10 win over the Jaguars. Sidney Rice caught a touchdown pass and drew a pass interference call in the end zone that led to a field goal as the Seahawks defeated St. Louis 24-7. And Roddy White had seven receptions for a season-high 147 yards, and Atlanta held off Tennessee 23-17. Well, the Chiefs will be playing tonight as they'll face off against the New England Patriots. We'll pick that game up in progress after our high school basketball coverage this evening. The Southeastern Conference is the second league to have the top three teams in the Associated Press College Football Poll and the first since the final poll of the 1971 season. Number one LSU holds the top spot for the ninth straight week, and after a weekend when three other top five teams lost, Alabama moves up a spot to number two, and Arkansas jumps three places to number three. Stanford leapfrogs from number eight to number four, while Oklahoma State falls from number two to number five after its first loss. Virginia Tech and Boise State are 6-7, and undefeated Houston moves up to number eight. Oregon slips five spots from fourth to ninth after getting beat by Southern Cal for its first loss of the season. The Trojans rocket from 18th to round out the top 10 at number 10. LSU-Alabama round two is just a few victories away. A weekend filled with upsets left the Southeastern Conference rivals in the top two spots in the BCS standings released yesterday. Arkansas is third, further increasing the possibility of an all-SEC BCS championship game January 9th in New Orleans that would be a rematch of the regular season game. Though if the Tigers can beat Arkansas on Saturday, then Georgia in the SEC title game on December 3rd, and the Crimson Tide beat Auburn on Saturday, it's almost a lock that LSU-Alabama will play again, this time at the Superdome. LSU beat Alabama 9-6 in overtime November 6th in Tuscaloosa. In other college football news, Alabama safety Will Lowry says he's out for the season with a torn knee ligament. Lowry, who has 20 tackles on defense and special teams, tweets that an MRI revealed that he had a torn ACL and says he's done. He was hurt early in Saturday's game against Georgia Southern. Notre Dame reports senior running back Jonas Gray has a significant injury to his right knee, and Irish coach Brian Kelly is not expecting him to play again. The Irish, who moved up two spots to number 22 in this week's Associated Press Top 25, finished the regular season at number 4 Stanford on Saturday and are expected to play in a bowl game. Columbia fired football coach Norris Wilson the day after the Lions beat Brown to avoid a winless season. Wilson was hired after the 2005 season and went 5-5 in his first year at Columbia, but wound up 17-43 with just a 10-32 record in Ivy League play. Arkansas's football team is in mourning following the death of backup tight end Garrett Eukman. The university says in a statement that Eukman was pronounced dead at Washington Regional Medical Center in Fayetteville on Sunday afternoon. The cause of death wasn't immediately known. The 19-year-old Eukman redshirted last season for the Razorbacks, but had seen limited action this season as a freshman. Coach Bobby Petrino called Eukman a special member of our family. He said Eukman's loss is a terrible shock, and it makes you realize how precious life is. Well, Tony Stewart is the king of the NASCAR Sprint Cup racing for the third time in his career, but the first as a car owner. Stewart, who didn't win a race during the regular Sprint Cup season, won 5 of the 10 races in the chase for the championship. Stewart held off Carl Edwards to win the season-ending Ford 400 at Homestead to win the title. Edwards finished second in the race and in the chase. Stewart went into Sunday's race trailing Edwards by 3 points, but confident he'd be the winner at race's end. He vowed to drive with nothing to lose and did just that to win the title for Stewart Haas Racing. Stewart also won the title in 2002 and 2005. Stewart and Edwards actually finished tied in the final standings, but Stewart won the title on the tiebreaker as he had 5 wins this season to Edwards' 1. He becomes the first owner driver to win the championship since Alan Kulwicki in 1992. He also ends Jimmy Johnson's record 5-year title run. Well, Jim Furyk's perfect performance at Royal Melbourne led the U.S. team to its 4th straight President's Cup victory. The Americans beat the international team 19-15. It's the 3rd straight time they've won the biennial competition by at least 4 points. Furyk is the 4th player to win all 5 of his matches. Controversial captain's pick Tiger Woods won the clinching point for the 2nd straight time as the Americans improved to 7-1-1 all time against the international squad. In the National Hockey League on Sunday, Carolina beat Toronto 3-2, Detroit over Anaheim 4-2, San Jose beat Colorado 4-1, and in overtime, Vancouver 2-1 over Ottawa. And we have high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN, as we'll be in Avoca tonight as AHST will play host to Exira EHK in a girls' high school matchup. Girls only tonight. We'll have the game for you this evening here on the radio. We'll be on the air around 7:15 this evening as the Spartans and the Lady Vikes will battle to open up the high school basketball season. You can catch that game here on the radio or on the web at KJAN.com. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.